And we are back live for our June 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Welcome back, everyone. For those of you following along on the agenda, we are to item number 7, petitions. We're going to take up petition number 242, application for unsold big game licenses, and Director Kirschman will join us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. The next item in front of you on your agenda is number 7, I believe it is in your package, and that is the one petition that we had received over the past month. This particular petition was brought forward by Mr. Brett Weibel out of Draper, South Dakota. The petition is asking for a change to the draw structure, in particular the part of it that focuses on turkey and antelope draw structure. The change is asking for a change in terms of the number of applications that can be submitted in the third draw, and I'll get into a few more details here shortly. But before I do, Madam Chair, I know Mr. Weibel was going to be present. Looks like he is virtually. So we're going to turn the microphone over to Mr. Weibel so he can present to you his information and request, and then I'll come in afterwards and share some comments and go from there. So Mr. Weibel, I'll turn the microphone over to you, sir.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear us, Brett?
I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, what I was proposing is towards the turkey license, the application on the third draw. Typically, I got a hunting lodge here in Western South Dakota, and I've been in business for 23 years, and every year it gets to be more and more of an issue for especially non-resident hunters, but all hunters, to throw all the leftover tags in that fourth draw and try to get, like, Millette County tags were gone in 6 minutes. You know, one person go in there and click on it 6-8 times and push by, and then six of those tags are gone at one time versus, you know, somebody possibly even getting their second tag on that third draw. And there's people you can look at in there that had like 13 licenses on leftover tags and just keep pushing buttons. If they have a glitch in their computer or something like that, don't even give them an option to even buy the second tag. It's just the way the program's set up. I was proposing maybe on the third draw, resident or non-resident can put in for two more applications. That would allow a non-resident to have two tags possibly and a resident to have three tags after the third draw, and whatever is left after that third draw, then put in first come, first serve.
Very good. With that, I'd like to hold questions from the commission until after we've heard from both Mr. Weibel and the department.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I'm having Chris Hall pass out a handout for you that will be part of my comments in respect to the petition on behalf of the agency. So what I do want to first talk to is this handout. Back in 2023, the department came forward to the commission and provided a recommendation for a change or a recommendation to a proposal to adjust the draw structure and the number of applications and turkey licenses and antelope that individuals could apply for. So when you look at that sheet in front of you, the change that was brought forward, what we had requested was on that third draw to change it from resident non-resident licenses remain pooled, but instead of being able to submit up to a total of 5 applications if they hadn't received a license, 4 applications if they already had received a license in the first or second draw, to change it to where residents and non-residents licenses would be pooled, so that didn't change, but you would only be allowed to submit 1 application in the third draw. The reason why we had asked for that change at that time was an attempt, again, to get more licenses in the hands of individual hunters. So in that conversation in 2023, we went over and looked at that, had those conversations with you, and again, that was the whole purpose behind that. You as a commission looked at that in the conversations, we took public comment, and you unanimously voted to make that change. So that change would have been implemented in the spring of 2024 with the spring turkey hunting season. So we've had now 2 years under that draw structure. And in both of those years, what we have noticed through just looking at license numbers, we are getting more licenses in the hands of individual hunters by making that change. So in looking at the perspective, we certainly understand the question that's coming in, but as an agency, when we look at this, our recommendation to you would be to deny the petition and maintain the current draw structure. Individuals are going to have the first and the second draw. They can get up to one license, but they have the first and second draw to specifically go after that preferred license of their choice, that particular unit, whatever it might be. And then in the third draw, again, the licenses will remain to be pooled by residents, non-residents, but what they are is one application per individual to give individuals that opportunity to go in and have a better chance or better odds of obtaining a turkey license or an antelope license on this particular case for the opportunity to go hunting. So if you change it back or you even add one, you're obviously going to add the number of apps that would come in. You're going to have more individuals being in there and would likely take away some of those opportunities of individuals going after that turkey license in that third draw. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, our recommendation to you would be to deny the petition, keep the current structure that's been in place for 2 years now. We'll continue to look at that, monitor those numbers. As I mentioned, we have seen an increase in the total number of individuals being able to obtain licenses for through that first, second, and third draw with the change that's been put in place, and would recommend to you to maintain that current draw structure moving forward. So with that, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it over to you and the commissioners, and I will stand by to try to answer any questions you may have or any questions that you have for the petitioner, Mr. Weibel, as well.
Very good. Mr. Weibel, before we begin questions, do you have any rebuttal comments? Brett, would you like anything to follow up on after the department has provided their direction? Yeah, I see. We see your hand up. Stand by, Brett.
Okay. All right. Are you there?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead, Brett.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Hang on, bud. Yep. With that being said, I deal with like 13 different landowners all through here. You know, we pay by the turkey. You know, it's not just towards our business, it's towards them too. Like I said, you're still putting the five turkey tags in a resident before a non-resident can get two. It's just the structure. It's set up funny. I deal with WTA, does a lot of bookings throughout the United States, the draw, and we're a laughing stock called a system set up. How somebody get five tags before somebody else can get two. But that's, you know, the structure's just set up funny. That aspect, you know, like you said, you know, they can put in for four more applications and non-resident can't put in for a second one. That's about what I got to say, so.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. With that, commissioners, questions or comments regarding the petition?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
After listening to the discussion that on over this, and I can still remember some of the discussion from before, I would move that we did go along with Mr. Kirschman's recommendation and deny this request.
We have a motion to deny. We do need a second.
Seconded
by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion?
Like I said, I think that we have dealt with this before. We're comfortable with it, and we'll leave it as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional questions, comments from the Commission? I'll just say for the record, I concur with Commissioner White. I appreciate Mr. Weibel bringing the petition forward. It's always good to look at you know, ways to improve, keep things as they are. But the fact that we just did this in 2023, I'd like to see it continue to work and get some data and information from it as it moves forward, and then maybe we can reevaluate down the road. Seeing no other comments and or questions, we have a motion to deny. All those in favor can signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The denial is approved.
Madam Chair, we'll bring forward a drafted resolution for your final action then tomorrow and present that for the justifications for your denial.
Thank you, Director. And with